years ago, and we had a great time, and I think today might even be better. So thank y'all so much. And it's an honor and a privilege to be part of Levon Helm's 70th birthday celebration. I want to send this song out to him. Levon Helm's one of the people that is one of my heroes ever since I saw the band on Saturday Night Live when I was in sixth grade. And they were about to go do The Last Waltz, and they played on Saturday Night Live, and they did the night they drove old Dixie down. And I was 11 years old sitting in front of the TV set at my grandmother's house, and it blew my mind. And I've been in love ever since, so I can't wait to go and kiss him. So this song goes out to him. This song's about how rock and roll saved my life as a teenager, and actually a little before and way, way after. This song's called Let There Be Rock. Dropped acid, Blue Oyster Cult concert, 14 years old, and I thought them lasers were spiders chasing me. And on my way home, I got pulled over in Rogersville, Alabama, with a half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mouth. My buddy Gene was driving, he just barely turned 16. And I'd like to say I'm sorry. But fuck that shit, I ain't sorry. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I never saw The Clash, but I saw Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Band. Between his parents' Cadillacs, without a scratch, and I crawled to the back door. I slithered through the mail hole, and I sneaked up them stairs, and I puked in the toilet, and I passed out, nearly drowned, but his sister Peter pulled me out. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet. I've gone